Kevin and Bean Show, 8:24.
Billy Corgan singing that song is in our studio along with Jimmy Chamberlain, who's playing the drums now. Were you working hard, or was it your soul, or what was going on in that song, Jimmy?
I'm sorry, what?
He's going back to the last question that you confused us all on.
I'm still trying to figure that one out. Billy, what's that song about, if you don't mind me asking? Is it pretty straightforward?
It's a pretty just pure love song. I was actually surprised I wrote it, because it's pretty hard to do that. And make it a rock song, you know? It's two don't normally go together. Usually the love is with the sappy kind of chords and stuff.
I think it's the process of songwriting is so fascinating to me and to so many people, because it's just something, it's a skill that we just don't have. And it's always interesting to me to hear stories about how songs are written, because there are songs that you have done where you have woken up, written them down, and recorded them that day. And then there are songs, I guess, that you just labor over for years, right?
Right. That song in particular, I had the chords and all the music, but I didn't have any of the melodies or anything. And then we were rehearsing right at the start of the making the album. And all the melodies just kind of came out, and I started singing just off the top of my head, "Who wouldn't stand inside your love? Who wouldn't be the one you love?" You know, I didn't even know what it meant. It just kind of came out. And then the next day, I woke up in the morning, and I wrote all the words in like 5 minutes.
See, that pisses us off, because none of us can do that. We would sit there forever going...
But I couldn't explain to you why it happens to me. I mean, I could literally sit and write a song consciously. But to write a beautiful song like that, I have no idea. It just happens.
How many songs do they come to you all the time? Songs a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
How many a year would you say you write?
I average probably 40 to 50 a year. Full songs. I mean, and there's lots of other
little pieces
and stuff. But 50 full songs, yeah.
Do you save those partial images, like in a little notebook or something? If you're looking for lyrics later on, you can go back to it?
I tend not to stick with... No, I try not to go backwards. You know, because
so you let it go?
It's the emotion of the day.
Right.
And even on this album, I started like letting myself write the same line in more than one song. Like, I didn't even get hung up about, well, didn't you use that line in another song, or didn't you say that? Like, because I'm saying it a different way in a different song. So it's a big mess, but it somehow all seems to work out.
This record rocks out pretty hard in places.
It has its moments.
Yeah, it has. I mean, moments that are, I think, as rocking as the band has been on vinyl before.
Yeah, I would say
vinyl. Did I just say vinyl? Yeah, what happened to me?
You did. Yeah.
Hello.
I haven't heard that word in a while. That was a flashback.
Let's take some phone calls if we have some time. You want to?
Sure.
Throw a few in. Let's say good morning to David in Torrance. Hello.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you guys. First of all, welcome back, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Good to see you back in the band.
Thanks, David.
Two-part question. Talking about the success and sound of your albums. I'm wondering, can you guys address the extent that Jimmy is involved in the songwriting process? And the second part, Butch Vig, you know, he was on the first two albums. Being a drummer, do you think he has some, you know, something to do with the success and sound of those albums? And are you going to work with him again?
That's actually three parts. All right, thank you, David.
Want to tackle the Vig stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think Butch being a drummer was definitely... placed a little more expectation on me, and definitely worked with the drum sound a little bit more. As a producer, Butch is a little more nitpicky than most people about drums, I think. Butch's favorite line is, I think I've heard you do that better before.
Yeah. In other words, do it again.
Yeah. Exactly.
And as far as Jimmy with the songs, Jimmy seems to kind of take the songs to a place that I wouldn't even expect. And that's the thing that kind of struck me when Jimmy came back in the band, is I'll bring in a song that's kind of, it's a good song, but it's maybe a little boring. And Jimmy seems to take it into some sort of more exciting place rhythmically or emotionally. And then I kind of feed off of that.
Just put more energy into it?
It's strange. It's the same sort of thing we were talking about. It just seems to happen. It's nothing we ever talk about.
Right. All right, thank you, David.
Hey, thank you,
David,
guys.
For the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask you this, and I'm certainly not going to delve into some of the past problems you've had, but you were gone from the band for a couple of years, as you mentioned. How did you guys kind of reconnect to get back to the point where you could talk about you rejoining the group again? Were you always in touch, or did you just make a call out of the blue one day, or what happened?
Literally, yeah, it was just kind of out of the blue, but spiritually, I think it was more of a cosmic connection. I think, you know, it was just a matter of waiting for the stars to align. I kind of always had a feeling that we would get back together, and I know certainly Billy did as well. So,
did you call him?
I didn't. He called me.
He called you. Well, yeah. Billy, you always said,
I was tired of holding my breath, put it that way.
you always said that, you know, I mean, it broke your heart more than anything that he wasn't in the group even when he had to leave, when it was necessary for his health for him to leave. And I'm sure that you always, in a perfect world, would have wanted to welcome him back, and you were able to do that.
Right. We look at, this may sound strange to people, but you look at the 2.5 years apart as probably one of the greatest things that happened to both of us.
Oh, really?
It brought us a deeper level of appreciation for what the Pumpkins is, what our relationship is. So even though, you know, we probably both suffered in a weird kind of way for those 2.5 years without each other, I think that the relationship rekindled has been an amazing thing.
Was it simple when you started up again, just like you left off?
Yeah, it actually was. It was probably the easiest thing I've ever done. There was that second of apprehension before the first chord was struck at rehearsal, but as soon as that chord was struck, it was just like sitting in your favorite chair again.
And then it was like, oh my God, we're still boring.
And then I'm like,
there you go. Jimmy Chamberlain, loose cannon.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's take another call before we have to break again.
All right, let's say good morning to Kenya in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hi. I just want to say hi, Billy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
I just want to thank you guys for, like, the awesome show you guys did and the autographs.
Thank you.
I think you guys are great. And my question is about yesterday. How does it make you guys feel to know that people waited in the rain for 10 hours just to see you guys perform?
It's completely overwhelming. And the love that we've been getting from people all over the country, and yesterday in particular because of the weather, it just blows our mind.
Billy, I'd like to ask you, I gave you my red baby shoe.
Right. I was kind of trying to understand what that meant.
I was going to tell you, it's because it means so much to me, for someone who means so much to me.
Oh, okay. Do you have a baby?
You do?
No, do you have a baby?
Oh, no, I don't have. It's my baby shoe.
Your baby shoe. From when you were a kid.
I thought it was some sort of like...
You're
God told me to give you a baby shoe.
I thought I was going to turn into a paternity suit in a moment.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. I was just sorry because I asked you for a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of turned.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Really?
She kind of attacked me.
Oh, yeah.
But you're beautiful, and thank you. Again, we can't thank everybody enough.
You guys are so great.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you, Kenya. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, my baby was born, and he was bald, and I thought he must be yours. What's the deal with that?
Can you guys stick around for one more?
Sure, of course.
Take another quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Smashing Pumpkins tour and when they might come through Southern California.